T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. Yeah, you specifically. You and collectively everybody listening all over North America. This is when I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So whether you're locked in on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, whether you're tuned in on your local affiliate, whether you're rocking on Sirius XM channel 158, whether you're tuned in on a smart speaker, I'm glad that you're here. We got a lot to get into over the next 4 hours. First of all, New York Knicks. They about to be done and cooked. Miami is seconds away from taking a... now it's done. Game is over. Miami Heat win 109 to 101. Miami Heat beat the New York Knicks. Miami now takes a 3-1 series lead. We're going to talk about that game. We're going to talk about some of the wild things that took place over the weekend. James Harden found out how to play basketball again. Something that he's done successfully for his entire life, except for consistently in the postseason. Devin Booker, he's been consistently just destroying everybody here in the postseason, including last night. And so the Suns tied up with the Nuggets at 2-2. The Sixers tied up with the Celtics at 2-2. We'll get into that momentarily. We all saw what took place last night during that Suns-Nuggets game when Nikola Jokic decided to shove, nudge, push, whatever the hell you want to call it, Matt Ishbia, the Suns' owner. Bob Huggins decided to also lose his mind this morning. I don't know what his deal is. He must have a career death wish. And in the NFL, let everybody know, because it's the NFL, they're like, hey, just wait a couple of days. We're going to slowly but surely be announcing the NFL schedule this week. Jim Irsay says, leave my old quarterback Andrew Luck alone. And so we got a lot to do, a lot to get into. If you want to talk to me here on CBS Sports Radio, it is very, very simple. The number is 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. If you want to find me on social media, you can go ahead and do that too. I am at JR Sport Brief. That is at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And what a shock, right? This is the JR Sport Brief show. Of course, the name of my Twitter and all the other social media would be at JR Sport Brief. I am not here solo. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm being joined by our super producer and host of the evening, of every evening, David Shepherd, coming to you live from New York City. Dave, how was your weekend? How are you doing today?
It was an interesting weekend, to say the least, JR, but nonetheless, it's always great to be with you, my friend. I can't wait for all the topics we have to talk about, and an owner thinking he's a player. I can't wait to hear your take on this one.
Yeah, we'll get into everything, as I mentioned.
How was your weekend, JR?
Was that a good thing or bad? You said an eventful weekend. Is that good or bad?
Oh, man, I learned a lot, and I don't want to bog you down with it. Look, can I just say this? Everyone needs to be really careful out there and be on guard at all times.
Did you get robbed in New York?
I got assaulted.
Oh no! Oh my God! Where the hell were you?
I was in the subway.
Are you okay?
No, I'm good, Jer. I appreciate you asking. I was on the subway and basically someone just came up to me and punched me.
Oh my God!
They sucker punched me and I was just reading. Happened at 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. I reported it to the police and it's one of those things you just realize it could have been a lot worse. And so I'm grateful just to be here. And in all seriousness, just people need to really be on guard, especially in major cities, and just be grateful that it hasn't happened to you.
Oh man, well I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm glad that you're here. You feel okay?
Yeah, man. Jared, like I really appreciate you asking. I mean, yeah. With Jordan Neely passing away, obviously last week, with what happened in the subway, New York is just very tense right now, and so you got to be on guard at all times. I mean, fortunately, you know, I'm young enough where my body can recover. You know, I was punched in the back twice, and you know, slapped in the head. I reported it to the police, and it's just a matter of realizing that there is such thing as a bystander effect, and the reality is people saw it, and people were in shock. I mean, they didn't even know what to do. I was just at the wrong place at the wrong time. I happened to be sitting there. Someone came through the door and just saw me and just said, you know, some inappropriate language and then went after me. Obviously, they weren't mentally right, and I hope they get the help that they truly deserve. There's infrastructures in place that have let a lot of people down, specifically those who are certain, you know, socioeconomic statuses. And so I understand that there's a big picture here, and I'm just very lucky to be young enough where my body can recover, and I'm really grateful to be talking sports with you for a living and to be by your side every single night doing this. Really does put everything into perspective, though.
Well, I'm glad that you're here. It sucks that something terrible happened to you. I'll bring some levity to this. Do you need me to get Julius Randle to, like, beat him up? Because that guy's angry all the time.
Well, he had a nice bounce back game four. I'll give him that. No, you know, JR, it's funny because I actually hosted, you know, last night at Sirius XM, yeah. The post game show. And when I got assaulted, this was actually right after hosting at CBS Sports Radio. So, you know, listen, I get to do what I love for a living. Life could be a whole lot worse. And I get to, like I said, I get to talk sports and it just wrong place, wrong time. But and to your point, the Knicks, they showed some fight in this one. You know, just like I showed some fight on Sunday when I got assaulted and, you know, didn't let it ruin my day. So I give the Knicks credit, JR. They just, you know, talk about being at the wrong place, wrong time. That's the greatest 8 seed in the history of professional basketball, if you ask me, in the Miami Heat.
In this Miami Heat team?
Can you think of a better 8 seed?
The Knicks team that, I don't know, that went 20 years ago plus to the finals? I don't know, man.
Did they beat an NBA champion 2 years removed that had five of their best players returning?
So Giannis Antetokounmpo was broken. But having said that, there was nothing fun about this game. There was not a damn thing fun watching this game. It's pretty bad. The New York Knicks couldn't have a lead. When they led briefly for like 2 points. New York Knicks here just turned the ball over at a ridiculous pace. Julius Randle ended up fouling out. You got Josh Hart who fouled out. You had Jalen Brunson who almost fouled out. Like, they put up buckets, but it's apparent right now that the Miami Heat, they are too deep of a team with too many weapons to throw out the New York Knicks. And this is without Tyler Hero even participating in the game. And so, once again, the Miami Heat win tonight, 109-101 over the New York Knicks. The Miami Heat now take a 3-1 series lead. They have an opportunity to close it out 2 nights from now in New York City in Madison Square Garden. So don't be shocked if the New York Knicks go out there and you know, pick up a victory on their home court, on their home floor, with what could be the final home game of the season, the final game, period, for the season with the New York Knicks. The fan base, obviously very passionate, very loud, and very rambunctious, and they will be screaming, shouting, yelling just to try to keep things alive for the Knickerbockers. And so what we'll do is we're going to get to the New York Knicks and the Miami Heat next break. Let's start off with a wrap-up of what we saw last night. And this game was crazy. And we're going to get into the whole Nikola Jokic and Matt Ishbia shove, push. Jokic, not suspended, fined $25,000 for the shove. And the world moves on. And so we'll get into that next hour. I know a lot of people feel very strongly about potential double standards. And, well, if this was someone else, would they get away with it? And you can't go into the stands. We'll get into that next hour. But for a minute here, Let's actually focus in on the basketball, because the Suns are doing something that I didn't expect them to do. I expected Devin Booker and Kevin Durant to go out shooting, to actually put up points. I didn't expect the Nuggets to not be able to stop them. And so last night, the Suns beat them 129 to 124. Devin Booker said, hey, here's 36 points. You know, last time I hit 47, here's 36. Kevin Durant had 36. Landry Shamet decided to be the other guy to show up. He had 19 points. And so Ayton and a bunch of other guys had 8. But Devin Booker and Durant are leading the damn way. And then on Jokic's side, 53 points, 11 assists. Jamal Murray had 28 points. And this is where things, the Nuggets need more help. Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon only had 11 apiece. They had 11 points off of the bench. If you were to ask me, and a caller did ask me this last week, I said, yeah, man, the Nuggets, they have more players. They have more depth. There's more consistency there. The Suns are a two-man group. And even with 53 points, Jokic was whooping that ass 20 of 30 from the field. Is that what you want from Jokic? Probably not. But we know that he is capable. I mean, after the game, Devin Booker, he basically said, oh, man, yeah, we got Jokic out here, but all I care is that we won. Listen to this humble guy.
How would you describe just kind of the feeling of the groove that you're in as a shot maker right now?
You know, I don't think too much into it. You know, I'm just, like I keep saying, just taking what the defense gives me. You know, I know the spots where I'm supposed to be aggressive and where I'm supposed to make them pay. I talked about transition earlier and just trying to get out and play fast so they can't set their defense and set their double team. So, you know, I don't usually get open shots, you know, so this is a new thing with having KD's gravity on the floor. And like I said earlier, DA and Jock setting unbelievable screens that are just freeing me up just enough to get them off.
Yeah, and he went off. 36 points, and Devin Booker, just in the playoffs this postseason, 36 points last night, 47 points the game before, 35 points, 27 points, 47 points, 30 points, 45 points, 38 points, 26 points. Why are they letting Devin Booker play basketball? Can somebody hit the guy and lay him out? He's just – Devin Booker is in God mode right now. He's like in a video game by himself. And there's not a human being touching him. And then you got Kevin Durant out there having a quiet 36 and 12. Kevin Durant is a nut all by himself. Kevin Durant is smart enough to look at Jokic and go, that guy's nuts. He had 53, and we're lucky enough to beat him. Listen to what Durant had to say about Jokic.
I felt like all of those shots felt like they was easy shots, you know. And he just played a game at a pace that you can't speed him up, you know. Fluster him, he's strong, he can make every shot. I mean, I hate when he makes shots because he's so unorthodox. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's a miss. And then it goes straight in, you know. He's incredible.
He is absolutely incredible. He may not have won a third consecutive NBA MVP, but Jokic is just balling outside by himself, and nobody could stop him. He moves at his own pace. He passes the ball. You have to be familiar with what he's doing out there. He's a great basketball player. The world would not be fair if Jokic was ridiculously athletic. You have to give him credit for being more athletic than he looks. But could you imagine if he actually had a better body? Things wouldn't be fair here. And so the Suns beat the Nuggets 129-124. The series is tied 2-2. There's a possibility that Chris Paul might come back two nights from now, or I should say tomorrow night, for Game 5. Now, is that going to be necessary? Is he going to slow them down? Is he going to be at full strength? Of course he's not going to be at full strength. And the Nuggets will be back home. And so let's see what they can do and how they decide to bounce back on their home court. That was a fun game to watch. And even the little controversy that we had with Ishbia and Jokic, that was fun as well. At least Jokic didn't go, Ron Artest on the guy. That would have been a different story, but we'll get into that. And that's not the only game that took place. Earlier on Sunday, the Sixers. Yeah, the Philadelphia 76ers. They beat the Celtics 116 to 115 in overtime. Their series is tied 2-2. And you want to know who showed up? James Harden showed up. James Harden, after just going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth on what type of player he wants to be, James Harden decided to wake up and drop 42 points and 9 assists when we've all been, a lot of people have been talking crap about him, and justifiably so. Because James Harden doesn't know whether he wants to go, does he want to go 3 for 15? He want to go 4 for 16? He has stunk. And so James Harden, 42 points, 9 assists on Sunday, helps the Sixers tie up this series against the Celtics. And James Harden said that he found a good luck charm. There's a young man by the name of John Howe. Unfortunately, he was shot in the Michigan State shooting, which unfortunately we have too many of these. It seems like every day now at this point. James Harden committed to bringing him to a game. James Harden FaceTimed him and communicated with him while he was recovering. James Harden had him out at the game. He kept his promise, and he paid for this survivor to attend game 4. With the game that Harden had last night, Harden was captured via the Sixers on social media saying, "Listen, I need you back here at our next game. I need you here at game 6 if we can get you out." This is what James Harden had to say after his big win to John Howe.
Game 6.
You got to come back.
You got to come back. I don't know what you got going on, what your schedule is. But game 6, you got to be back here. Because you're the good luck charm, for real. I just kept thinking about it.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Nah. Like we talked about last time, every day, right?
Yeah.
Every day is an opportunity to get better. You know what I mean? Mentally, physically, all that. So just keep the right mindset. You know, I'm always praying for you. I always got you if you need me. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be with the family.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, game 6.
Yeah, look, whatever's going to help James Harden get going. We see enough of his extracurricular activities outside of basketball. It's good to see something positive. God knows what he does privately, but it's nice to know that, he has some good things going on when he's not slapping people outside of Vegas clubs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into Jokic versus Ishbia. We're going to talk about Irsay versus NFL owners. We're going to talk about Mr. Bob Huggins. I don't even want to call him Mr. We're going to talk about Bob Huggins and his disgusting comments that might actually cost him his job. We got a lot to do. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about this Miami Heat victory over the New York Knicks. Because Miami, they ain't no 2-2 tie in this series. Miami just took a 3-1 series lead down in South Beach. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started, so don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. You heard the number. You want to talk to me? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. We gave a quick wrap-up of some of the games that took place on Sunday between the Suns and the Nuggets and the 76ers and the Boston Celtics. And then right at the top of the show, the minute I jumped on air, the Miami Heat said, "We're not doing that crap from Sunday. We are not the Suns. We are not the, I don't know, the who won the game. Hey, Shep, help me out here. Brain lock.
Well, they're not the Nuggets, obviously.
Yeah, the Nuggets.
And you know they're not the Celtics.
Yeah, they're not going to be no tie series. Miami Heat said the opposite. They're up 3-1 against the Knicks. And so what does this mean for the New York Knicks? They're basically cooked. Julius Randle running around on a bum ankle. Jalen Brunson played 44 minutes out of tonight's game. He's running around on a bum ankle. He still had 32 points. Randle had 20. R.J. Barrett had 24 points. The New York Knicks off of the bench, they couldn't muster more than 10 points. They were 9 of 28 from downtown, the Knicks were collectively. And then you got the Miami Heat. Yeah, they got a team here, folks. Jimmy Butler, 27 points, 10 assists. Bam Adebayo showing up a whole hell of a lot more than he did in the Miami Heat's first series against the Bucks. Bam Adebayo, 23 points, 13 rebounds, a whole lot more consistent here. Max Strus, 4 of 10 from downtown. He had 16 points. Kyle Lowry off the bench had 15. You got Caleb Martin, who gave you 10 off the bench as well. And the New York Knicks could not hang at all. I told you about Max Strus. I mean, all throughout the game, he was just blowing them up. Take a listen to this three-pointer from Max Strus. This was in the second half, putting the Miami Heat up 49-39. This is courtesy of the great people, the Heat Radio Network. Listen to Jason Jackson.
Love with the rebound, gets to Jimmy to Strus for three. Got it! My cup runneth over for that Strus. Max now 2 of 4 from downtown.
My cup runneth over for that Strus juice. When I say it, I feel like I go to prison for saying something like that, but he can get away with it. Jimmy Butler got busy as well. We know he's the best player on the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler is the man. He was just extending the lead in the fourth quarter. Jimmy Butler helping them go up 9 with a reverse layup.
It's a rebound, kicking it out top to Lowry. Back to Martin. Gives it to Jimmy, driving right baseline. He flips it around for 2 more. He has 26. Heat up 104-95. 2:30 to go.
I told you this game was bad to watch. If you were a Knicks fan, this game was bad to watch. If you're a basketball fan, I'll tell you, I got no shame. This was a bad game to watch because the Knicks, they couldn't grab an offensive rebound. They couldn't get a lead. It was watching a long-ass spanking. And that's exactly what took place tonight. I told you about the offensive rebounds. Man, the Knicks only gathered 8 of their own misses. That's it. They were out-rebounded in total tonight, 44-35. The New York Knicks they couldn't get the job done. Take a listen to the final call, courtesy of the Heat Radio Network.
And that should do it. Game 4 of the Eastern Conference semifinal belongs to the Heat. And they lead this series 3-1.
It's over. It's done. You're not supposed to say this, and if you're a Heat fan, you don't want to say it. Game 5 is going to take place on Wednesday in Madison Square Garden in New York City, and already said that place is going to be jumping. I would not be surprised if the New York Knicks just kind of delayed the inevitable and won a home game in Madison Square Garden. Game 6 is going to take place on Friday. That will be back down in Miami. And if there should be a Game 7, that will also take place in New York City on Monday night. I would not hold my breath on that one. We know when you go down 3-1, you are basically cooked. The New York Knicks haven't shown me enough of anything really so far throughout this series to say, oh my God, the New York Knicks are going to beat the Miami Heat 3 consecutive times. If they go out there and do it, then God bless them. I just don't see that in the cards. And so I think at this point we will see the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals with an opportunity to await the 76ers or the Boston Celtics. And even that series is now tied up at 2-2. And so, yes, you have to give the Miami Heat credit. I expected this series to be closer, and it's still early. The New York Knicks could say, well, it's not early. Let me correct myself. It's not done yet. The Knicks can tack on another W, but I don't have no faith or confidence in them that they'll do so. It's not even a matter of the offense. They need bench help. That's offense. Between Randall and Barrett, you don't know who's going to be consistent, and you don't know what's coming off of the bench, especially with no Emmanuel Quickley tonight for the New York Knicks. It's like every New York Knick has an issue with an ankle, from Randall to Brunson to Quickley, who did not play. And even though he hasn't had the best postseason, he has been missed tonight, or was missed for the New York Knicks, who only scored 10 points off of the bench. Pretty bad. Ian Eagle, let's take a listen to his thoughts and his spin on TNT.
Grimes comes up short. Rebound controlled by Adebayo. And that's going to do it. The Heat take care of business at home. And now are one win away from a spot in the Eastern Conference Finals. 109-101, the final in Game 4. The Heat up 3-1 on the Knicks.
Yeah, didn't see this one coming prior to the postseason. And here we are. Series over as far as I'm concerned. It would take a miracle for the Knicks to come back. Hey, Shep, no miracle, right?
There's no miracle. Nope.
Hey, Marco Belletti, miracle coming back?
Not a chance.
Damn. Hey, Marco, give me a percentage here. What's the percentage that the Knicks, kind of...
Zero.
Zero?
There is no shot of them coming back from 3-1 down. They showed you tonight, JR, they quit.
Did they quit, or were they just outplayed?
Look, they were outplayed, but they quit. If you watch their body language in the fourth quarter when the Heat had how many offensive rebounds and second chance points, the Knicks quit down the stretch.
Yeah, I feel like the Miami Heat had, legitimately, this is not me exaggerating, they had about 5 or 6 offensive rebounds. The New York Knicks looked like they were just stuck in quicksand. Hey, Shep, Marco got them at 0%. What's your percentage?
Man, so, I mean, look, there's a little bit of a jar door here. So I would say 0.5%. Here's the uncomfortable question.
Whoa. No.
Well, I really kicked that door.
No. That's not, we're not going to just go past that.
Well, I can't
Marco,
say, I Marco can't say
says,
zero.
Marco says 0%.
Right.
And then you have the door slightly ajar at, you said 0.5%, half a percentage point.
Well, let me ask you a question, JR, and Marco can attest to this too. Like, is Eric Spoelstra going to outcoach Tom Thibodeau in every single game? Because that's been the case for 4 games so far. I mean, he's getting completely outcoached.
I don't know if it's so much about being outcoached. I think the talent on the floor matters more. And this isn't anything new for the New York Knicks. Their stars, well, first of all, their stars are running around on bum ankles. But then their other star, Julius Randle, at times, he can be maddening. And he has been maddening for his tenure as a New York Knick, even performing as an all-star. The Knicks don't have – and you can watch the games. We all see the games going on in the postseason right now. We know the difference between someone who is an all-star and someone who is just like an all-world performer. What Devin Booker is doing right now is not a shock. He is an all-world performer. We know Kevin Durant is one of the greatest players ever. It's maddening watching someone like Anthony Davis, because he will even straddle the extremes even more. One day he's looking like Julius Randle or worse, and another day he's like, hey, I got 30 and 20 for you, and he looks like one of the best basketball players we've ever seen. And so, unfortunately, the Knicks don't have that. So I'm not going to put it at zero or 0.5%, I'm going to one-up you both just by a little bit. I'm going to give the Knicks, just for the hell of it, 5%. No, that's too much.
That's too high, yeah.
That's too much. 2% chance for the New York Knicks to bounce back and win this series. I don't want to be premature here, but I might just say it. Hey, congratulations to the Miami Heat prematurely for advancing to the Eastern Conference Finals. Yeah, I'm confident, folks. I'm very confident. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Knicks, give them a couple of days. They're going to have plenty of time to think about vacation and what the hell they plan to do over the next, 4 months. And so, a matter of fact, speaking of someone who's on vacation, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a quarterback who is on eternal vacation. I guess that's called retirement. He's retired, but his old team is asking people to leave him the hell alone. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I love hearing you every day. I get off work and on the way home. I love hearing you. And I'm glad you live in the great state that we live in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm glad that I live in your state. Yeah, the great state of Georgia. Yeah, it's great sometimes. Well, I guess that you can say that about anywhere. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. You know, right before the break, I told you that there is a retired quarterback from the NFL who's been getting a few calls. Like, people have been reaching out to this guy, and his former owner is not too happy about that. I'm going to share that with you momentarily. Before I do that, I did tell you, like, right before we went to break, that the Miami Heat beat the Knicks 109-101. The Miami Heat now lead the series 3-1. Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra, he spoke after the game momentarily, and he basically said, yeah, I commend my guys. We needed to go out there and just kick some ass. This is what Eric Spoelstra had to say, in cleaner words, of course.
You're just going to have to make these plays in the trenches. And they might look different, you know, game to game, quarter to quarter, minute to minute. You know, is that the game plan in the fourth quarter, you know, to get, you know, whatever, 4 extra possessions? And I can't say that was, but you just have to find different solutions, knowing that there's going to be, you know, big challenges. You're just going to have to make effort plays. You're going to have to make the plays in between. And we were able to do that, you know, tonight. I thought there was a lot of, you know, free-flowing stuff in the first half, and then by the time we got to the fourth quarter, it was just a total grind, and we got the necessary stops. We got a bunch of clean looks in the fourth quarter. We just couldn't knock them down, but we were getting those extra possessions, and that certainly helped.
Yeah, everything that he just said is true. All of it. All of it. Good luck to the New York Knicks in trying to come back from 3-1. They're cooked. They're going to have plenty of time to think about everything that took place. Meanwhile, here, now about the quarterback. Andrew Luck is the guy. Andrew Luck is the NFL quarterback, formerly, I guess we can call him a former NFL quarterback. Andrew Luck is still being courted, or has been courted, by other NFL teams to return. Andrew Luck decided to call it quits in 2019 with 3 years left on his contract. The man was a 4-time Pro Bowler. He retired at the age of 29. He was what the Green Bay Packers basically had. They went from one legend, Brett Favre, to another one in Aaron Rodgers. And in the Colts' case, they went from Peyton Manning to basically Andrew Luck. And then Andrew Luck just said, nah, I'm good. I'm done. I'm out of here. This man had a regular season record of 53-33. He went to an AFC championship game. Unfortunately for him, he got smoked. But you think about his career. 7 full seasons. Now, due to injury, really only played 6. He was a baller. Andrew Luck was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And in injuries, this man is Stanford educated. He said, I'm not doing this. I'm out of here. He quit. He said, I'm not doing this crap anymore. He was peeing blood. He had a lacerated kidney. And he was out there using the bathroom and blood was coming out. No, thank you. He had a partially torn abdomen. He torn cartilage or had torn cartilage in his ribs. He suffered a concussion, probably multiple. He had a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder. He had to deal with that calf and ankle issue, which basically was the last injury that cooked him. And then right before the season started in training camp, in the summertime, he said, I'm done with this. And he called it a wrap. Andrew Luck deciding to leave 3 years, $65 million on the table, said, I am done with the NFL. And over the weekend, we learned that of all the teams that exist in the NFL, last season, it was reported that the Washington Commanders tried to reach out and see if Andrew Luck would be willing to come back. And Jim Irsay, who's never been shy about getting at other NFL owners, whether it's Daniel Snyder, who we know he hates that guy's guts, was very vocal about getting him out of the league. It looks like that will be the case. Jim Irsay went to Twitter, because that's what people do nowadays. You don't call the guy up and curse him out directly. You just go to Twitter. Jim Irsay said, if any NFL team attempted to contact Andrew Luck or any associate of him to play for their franchise, it would be a clear violation of the league's tampering policy. And so the NFL's anti-tampering policy says that you can't directly contact the player. So don't expect any type of punishment here. Don't expect Jim Irsay to get his wish that someone is punished. Just expect Andrew Luck to stay away from the game. I don't see him bouncing back. The same way Marco and Shep and I just said that the New York Knicks have almost no chance in bouncing back here from their 3-1 deficit, why would Andrew Luck, who quit at 29, come back? He ain't coming back this season. You can bet on that. Why would he just wake up and come back next year? The guy made money. He has an education. Like, why bother? And so here's the other element. If he were to come back and play football, he basically belongs to the Colts because his contract isn't finished. His contract would basically restart unless the Colts decided to move on ahead. And we know they have Anthony Richardson. But Andrew Luck belongs to them. And so an interesting story. I know there's so much love for Sam Howell, and there's a lot of Washington fans who hope that he works out and he's the future. And I guess after watching Heinicke and then also having to say, oh, my God, we actually had Wentz here as a QB, why not kick the tires on Andrew Luck? But I think that ship has sailed. I would just leave that man alone. I think he's dealt with enough injury issues, and I think he's done.
Got a question for you, JR.
Yes, go ahead.
So you mentioned the fact that this guy played 6 years, essentially 5 full seasons. There's another guy that played 5 full seasons as well. We know he was a great running back. And there's always that argument of...
Well, Terrell Davis?
Yes, but the other guy he played way back in the day, passed away recently. And that, of course, is Gale Sayers.
Right.
Now, Gale Sayers, we know, is, of course, in Canton, Ohio. If Luck never plays another down in the NFL, and like you said, that's 99.9% a probability... Does he eventually get in the Hall of Fame?
Are you serious?
JR, do you realize they were 2-14 the season before he got there? Obviously, Peyton was not there with the neck surgeries. And what Andrew Luck did in turning that franchise around and how dominant he was from day one?
Andrew Luck is not seeing the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
You're not even going to consider that.
He's not, man. It's just... I don't even know what to say. Like, he's not going into the Hall of Fame. You know, if he went out and he won championships every year, or you know what? Here's a perfect example. you can go ahead and take a look at Mahomes. He would have to have Mahomes-type success. If Patrick Mahomes decided to call it quits today, Mahomes would have a case. And maybe another Super Bowl. I don't know. But Mahomes would have a better case.
He's a lock. He's a lock right now. This
yes,
second,
but
Pat Mahomes. Agreed.
That's what they have played. How many years has Mahomes played fully? You have to take out the Alex Smith year, and so that eliminates 2017.
Right.
And so that gives him one, two,
yeah,
three.
Yeah, so five full seasons.
You'd have to have a Mahomes career. And so if you just do the career math, Mahomes versus what Luck did, like, nah.
But JR, in fair, if you're being fair here, Mahomes exceeds just being a Hall of Famer. He's already one of the top five quarterbacks in the history of the sport. Like, if he retires today, you can make an argument he's Mount Rushmore already.
But that's what you have to do if you're going to play quarterback for that short a time. Andrew Luck went to an AFC title game, and his squad got smoked. He didn't even make it to a Super Bowl. Like, Andrew Luck, he can make it into the hall of, I am very smart. I was smart enough to make money and leave the NFL before I kept peeing blood. And that's a good hall of fame for a human being. And so I can't put Luck in the hall of fame. Do you think he's going in the hall of fame?
I think there's a legitimate argument to be made. If you look at what he was in terms of touchdowns to interceptions,
wins, losses,
help that he did not have around him. And, Jerry, you mentioned the fact that he didn't make a Super Bowl.
Shep, yes. I know the numbers
right.
and the stats. Do you put him in the hall of fame? Would you?
Yes.
I'm not saying any chance. You would put Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame.
When Andrew Luck played, and this was a quarterback-heavy era, the 6 years that Andrew Luck laced them up from 2012 to 2018, there were not three or four quarterbacks on planet Earth that played the position better. Therefore, you have to put him, or at least strongly consider, Andrew Luck in the Hall of Fame.
I laugh. That man. You know who said this? Was it Michael Irvin? The Hall of Fame is the Hall of Very Good. No, it was Deion Sanders.
It was prime time, yes. It was prime.
Andrew Luck got to sit and watch at home. I'm going into the Pro Football Hall of Fame just like Andrew Luck. I deserve it like he does. No. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll talk more about this on the other side.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.